This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Bob, we're going to talk about the Farm Bill. Discussions are underway in Congress now. The Farm Bill comes around how often?
About every 5 years.
5 years or so,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Congressman Mike Conaway, who's on the Ag Appropriation Committee, is that right, or Ag Committee?
Well, yes, and they're the one doing the negotiation in the House.
Okay, and Conaway recently stated that the bill should be ready by the end of the year. You just came across an analysis of farms and ranches that are benefiting from farm program payments in the 2014 bill that may be of interest to listeners. We should first say that the 2014 bill was one of the largest departures from farm bills that as we've known them because of the way it moved away from direct payments to a lot more insurance, right?
That's right.
Okay, so really we're looking at who's benefiting from the change in the way we think about the Farm Bill.
Yeah, and it may be a little broader picture here in that, of course, if you talk about the Farm Bill, you're talking about $100 billion a year. 80% of that goes to nutrition programs, and various other little pots of money go out. So in agriculture in for 2017 had about $12 billion that is going to be spent on agriculture programs. So that's about $7.1 billion less than what was budgeted. No one knows where that money is gone.
Okay, so when you say ag programs, you're talking about direct payments or
direct payments, subsidies to insurance programs, all of the things that happen in the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the many programs that they have. So if you take a look at who's getting the money, what is surprising is that 80% of the farms and ranches in this country have income of less than $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge number of them. Of those, only about 21, 22% are getting some sort of a USDA program payment. And it so it doesn't amount to a whole lot of money compared to some of the larger operations.
And let me guess. The larger operations are taking and receiving most of the payments.
You got a gold star today, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you look at those farms, which are about 83,000 of those larger farms making more than sales of more than $1 million. In fact, they averaged almost $3 million in sales. They received an average of $60,000 in program payments. And that was about 8.5% of their net cash profits.
Hmm.
So if you look at what's being sold as far as the farm bill is concerned, it seems that it's a little bit disproportionate because if we had time, we could go through all the other segments in between those small farms and those larger ones and see that that they're also benefiting a whole lot more than the small farms as far as getting program payments.
Well, at the risk of dying of cynicism here, the point could be made that these large farms are producing most of the products, and so they should get most of the money, or is that not true?
Well, but you look at their profit margin. Their profit margin is really very robust, so why is it that they need that much money?
Thanks, Bob. That's Ag Markets and More.